Every day, we're faced with choices, and it's the scary ones that we're afraid to make on our own. That's why we're here, stand-up girls and guys, to help you make the right choice for life.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Nikki, aka Nicolette, and you know that you are listening to the Stand Up Girl podcast, courtesy of what I believe is one of the best websites for pregnant teens and people that are going through an unexpected pregnancy in the world. But hey, that's just me, Maze, because I just belong to this team. But welcome, welcome, welcome. It's always a pleasure to talk to you guys. It's always a privilege to talk to you, to be able to come into your homes, come onto your iPod, whatever it is, whether you're in your car, whether you're running, whether you're jogging, whether you're just lying on your bed contemplating what you're going to do. It's always such a privilege to be able to speak to you. This is the place to be if you're pregnant, if you think you might be pregnant, or if you know someone who is pregnant and is frightened and scared and she doesn't know what to do, you don't know what to do. Well, guess what? On StandUpGirl.com, we have an amazing community of women and young girls that have gone through the exact same thing that you're going through and who want to help you. So this is the place for you to be. So I hope you'll be listening very carefully to what I'm going to say. Well, I know it's been a while. You know, for some of you, summer has just passed. You're coming from your holidays, getting back into school. Gosh, holidays. Crazy things happen during holidays. You go back home and you meet that someone who you left when you went to college, and things happen. And now you might be thinking, what on earth have I done? What's going on? I think I might be preggo. Or maybe you're just getting into the chaoticness, or just getting back into school, you know, trying to cope with everything that happened over the summer. I mean, for me, it's just winter has just passed, so I'm really, really happy because I can't stand winter at all. And I'm a child of the sun. I love the sun. I love the heat. And I also love the drama that comes with the heat. You know, insane things happen in summer. I don't know. Winter's just low-key, boring. Everybody's just cold. Apart from that, it's really difficult to look fashionable in winter. Sorry to dampen the spirits of those of you who are entering into winter, but you know, it's the truth. Anyway, so it's like 2 a.m. and I'm up, you know, and I'm thinking about you. You girls. I mean, I am thinking about how brave all of you are, how strong you are, and how sometimes life must be knocking the hell out of you, and you might not know what to do. You know, growing up is a funny thing. When we're young, we long to grow up and have the freedom of being an adult. You know, we'd never really see that, you know, we'll have more responsibilities. And if we do see those responsibilities, you know, we think that we're more than capable of handling them. You know, we'll do it right, we'll do it better, and so on and so on. And then life happens. Noah warns us that things won't always be as perfect as we imagined it would be when we were children, that any challenges we might have won't come one by one, but many times will come all at once. And, you know, of course, being women, we have that amazing ability to multitask, but that also means being able to worry about multiple things at the same time, you know? No one warns us that growing up may come with pain, may come suddenly, may come unexpectedly, and may seem to come with the loneliness, you know? As children, we imagine ourselves as explorers and conquerors, you know, that set out on adventures full of excitement, you know? And we know that our innate intuition will enable us to make the right decisions all the time, to slay the right dragons with the right magical sword. I know some of you might be thinking right now that you've lost your sword, you know, and I mean, hey, you know, they don't stock anymore at your local grocery store. But dragons don't seem to care that you don't have your sword. They're popping up all over the place. And to that I say, you have not lost your sword. Okay, I was trying to sound like an epic elf kind of thing, but anyway, you're still holding on to it. I mean, look, it might not be in the shape you want it to be in. It might feel heavy and rusted and dented and blunt, but like I mentioned before, it's a magical sword, and the one you have is the only one of its kind. It's got your name on it, and With it, you can conquer any obstacle and trial and any dragon. It will enable you to attack and defend yourself when you need it to. It'll even glow in the dark. How cool is that? A sword that glows in the dark. I'm sorry, I'm such a Lord of the Rings fan. I can't get over it. I've read all the books. I mean, well, but, you know, because, you know, there's always a but. And the but is that to use the sword, you need to believe in it. You need to keep it pure. The strength of the sword will depend on the belief you have in it. And so, where is this magical sword? Pray tell us, Nikki. Yeah, I can hear all of you screaming it. That magical sword is your heart, plain and simple. The heart of a woman. I'm sure you all know about this little thing in us called a heart, you know. As time goes by, we discover that it isn't as little as we thought it was. It's got a loud voice, and oftentimes it gets us into the most unbelievable situations, because often it wants what it wants. It's the only one thing that constantly introduces chaos into the lives of women. And you know what? I love it. I love being a woman. I love the heart of a woman. I love the potential in the hearts of women. And what I would like to focus on today is how much I love the strength in a woman's heart. Women are strong. If you didn't know that, I want you to know that you are strong. And I don't mean in the whole, anything a man can do, I can do. You know, I mean, not in that kind of way. I'm not saying that you can't, but, you know, that's a topic for another day. Look, it doesn't matter where a woman grows up, what race she's from, what social class she's from, or even how old she is. There is just something in each and every woman that I know that can bear the hardest circumstances in life. And that is your heart. I know at times the same heart gets heavy, it gets discouraged, it sometimes feels like a curse instead of a blessing. It feels like it wants to stop, you know, it aches and aches and we can't get it to stop aching. It breaks a lot. It seems so fragile, so flimsy, and at times it even falls apart and we try to put it back together the best we can, and we often find ourselves walking around with a badly reconstructed heart. And then the hard knocks of life come around and we wish that we could just toss it aside and get with the program, you know. We seem to forget, sadly, in those hard times, that the same heart we want to take out of ourselves is the same heart that made us dream. It stores all our hopes for the future. All those hopes that once, you know, carried all the belief in ourselves that we could possibly have. I mean, that gave us wings to soar. I mean, in your heart is every giggle you ever let escape as a child. Every laugh you laughed as a woman when you were carefree, when you weren't sad, when things were going well. In it is the memory of everything you wanted to be and everything you can be. In it is the ability to forget painful things and to forgive. In it is the ability to love and to give and give and give. To sit for hours with a crying friend, to make someone else smile, to heal someone else who is hurting, to love and love and love. We all know what it's like to feel like we love people a lot that never give us back that love. But when we're loving them and nurturing them, it doesn't matter because it's all bliss. And I'm not saying that we should get into dead-end relationships where we give and we never get anything back in return. But then again, that's another topic for another day. But I just want to remind you about you. What makes you special, what makes you who you are, and what it is that you have in you that will help you get through what you're going through. Sometimes we think to ourselves, if only I had this, if only I had that, if only someone did this, my life would be easier. You know what? Maybe it would. Maybe it wouldn't be. But we all know that as often as we wish for stuff, we don't often get it. So what then? Does it mean we should just give up? Does it mean we should lie in a heap and turn to dust? No, it doesn't. The only thing you can do is get up and keep moving and keep believing in yourself. Sometimes there seems to be nothing there to believe in. Sometimes things look really bad, really tiresome, really overwhelming. But there's always only three things to do. Get up. Get moving, and believe in yourself, because at times when life pushes us against the wall, we are all we have to fight back, you know? It starts with you and me. It starts with what's in us. We could have the whole world at our feet. We could have every wish come true, but if we don't believe in ourselves, it won't make a difference. There are people that have the things you wish for, and they still have problems. Just take it one step at a time. You won't do it perfectly. You won't always get things right. You're a human being. Yes, I actually said it. You're a human being. Sometimes it feels as though no one actually recognizes that. You get so wrapped up in trying to be everything to everyone and in every situation that you forget that you're allowed to breathe, to cry, to scream, and to make mistakes. You know? I don't know what challenges you might be facing. It could be relationships, finances, schoolwork. It could be the chaos of preparing for an unexpected pregnancy. It could be life at work. It might even be the chaos of all of the above at the same time. But guess what? It's not the end of the world. And if all of the above implodes, let's just say everything I have just mentioned happens all at once, it is still not the end of the world. Sure, things won't be as you wanted them to be, but you'll just have to cry about it, rant about it, then get up, dust yourself off, and keep moving and believing that things will get better. And how do I know that things will get better? How do you know things will get better? I can hear some of you saying it. Because nothing ever stays the same forever. No situation, no circumstance. There's a time for everything. There's going to be stormy times and calm times. Just like King Solomon said, there's a time for everything under the sun. There's time to laugh. There's time to cry. There's time to rejoice. There's a time to mourn. There's a time to be born. There's a time to die. Everything has a season. So what you have to do is you have to just hold fast. Hold still. Dig in and just live through it. Live through the storm, and it's going to break eventually. And what happens if you don't seem to believe in yourself, if you can't seem to muster what it takes to believe in yourself, you can't find the will to be strong? Talk to another woman. Reach out to another woman for strength and comfort. You know, a few weeks ago, I felt really overwhelmed and tired and depressed. I felt like I was constantly on the verge of crying, you know, because so much was happening at the same time. And apart from everything going on, I had so many concerns about my future, things I should be doing, things I should have done. You know, it was like I had a storm in my mind, and all I could do was talk to my best friend and just tell her how I felt. And even though I knew what she would say to me, come on, usually you know what someone's going to say to you, you know, but it still felt so good to hear her say that I could do it, that all I had to do was focus on what needed to be done and just work at it slowly but surely, and things would come right, you know. No one understands a woman like a woman. And here on Stand Up Girl, we understand there are so many young women and girls that are going through what you're going through and that can relate. All you have to do is reach out. Life will give you hard knocks, but hey, you know, we want to help you knock back, you know? So all I can say is hold fast, hold on, don't give up, don't crumple, don't fall into all sorts of shady coping mechanisms. You all know what I'm talking about. It's either going to be excessive sleeping around. It might be drugs. It might be alcohol. It might, you know what? It could even be just letting your temper get the best of you. Just hold on, because it's going to end. It's going to come to an end. Talk to another woman. Reach out to another woman, and you'll make it through this. So girls, until the next time, hold on. The storm is going to fade eventually. It will calm down. Things will get better. I promise you that much. If you have any questions or anything you'd like to share, do give us a call at this number. You can leave a voice message, okay? Because it's not like a phone, but it's like a Google phone, so you can leave a voice message. And that number is 971-208-5784. Again, 971-208-5784. And if you're calling from outside the United States, just put a 001 in front of that. Apart from that, you can catch us on Facebook. Y'all know where we're at. If you haven't liked us on Facebook yet, you need to do that. That is facebook.com/standupgirl. You can holler at us on Twitter, and that'll be @standup_Girl. No, did I get that right? I think it's stand_up_girl. Or you can send us an email if you want to respond to anything in the podcast. That is podcast@standupgirl.com. Until the next time I talk to you guys, keep standing up. Stand up with us. Stand up for life. Goodbye.